to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely fantastic day today. And I thought something was interesting. I saw some like memes and comments that were going around about the flu in the late 60s, and it was called the Hong Kong flu. And there was a meme that was put out basically saying that Woodstock, that giant concert is in New York, was at the same time during this flu. And I wasn't sure if that was just fake news or somebody joking, you know, because it's a meme. So you really can only take it with a grain of salt. And I did some research on it, and sure enough, it did. They said that the Hong Kong flu, known as the 1968 flu pandemic, basically spread from China to the United States. Imagine that. And the CDC claimed that it, overall, worldwide, it basically killed over 1 million people, is what they estimated, by 1969, 1970, whenever it finally ended. And they said that the CDC estimated that more than 100,000 people died in the United States. Most deaths were those of 65 or older. Sounds very, they're very similar to what we're dealing with now. But what's interesting about it is, the government never shut down anything. Woodstock, which that's not a concert that I'm promoting, but I mean, if anybody has heard of it before, you know how big it was up in New York. That still was business as usual. There were no restrictions. People weren't getting arrested. People weren't told to wear masks. And there was a pretty significant casualty rate, allegedly, from this virus. And what's interesting, too, about that is you have to understand, in 1969, 1968, when this thing was running around, the population of the United States had just touched 200 million people, literally just clipped it. Well, currently now we're, what, over 330 million, roughly? So there's another 130 million people in the United States, and pretty much from what we have seen now, the flu pandemic in 1969, they massively underestimated the number of deaths, because a lot of people that basically got sick and died and so forth, a lot of them didn't even know that's what they had. And a lot of people got sick and never even went into the hospital for it because they didn't know really what it was. So the cases and the deaths was actually underrated, when the exact opposite has been seen right now, where we have seen multiple doctors, Illinois Department of Public Health, Dr. Nosiecki, has said the case definition currently, a time of death, he said this last week, is a COVID positive diagnosis, then it is basically a COVID death. That means if you're in hospice and you're already been given a few weeks to live, and then you were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means technically if you died of clear alternative causes, but you had COVID at the same time, it will be listed as a COVID death. Same thing we're seeing in Michigan, in Macomb and Oakland counties. They have said now medical examiners classify any death as COVID-19 when the post-mortem test is positive. Even people who have died in suicides and automobile accidents now meet that definition if they swab them for COVID-19 post-mortem. We've seen the same thing in New York now. Despite negative tests, classifications are based almost solely on symptoms now. They said when coronavirus cases are suspected, they advise doctors to say it's acceptable to report COVID on the death certificate. Even the New York Times reported this on April 21st, when New York City death toll rose above 10,000. The New York Times reported the city included 30,750 of those who were presumed to have COVID but have never been tested. As you guys know, the CARES Act adds a 20% premium for COVID-19 Medicare patients. So we've seen this massive incentive to instill more fear and at the same time increase more revenue for the hospitals by pretty much claiming everybody's COVID for any reason whatsoever. And we've completely and totally allowed the bankers to come in and ruin the U.S. economy, take away our civil liberties and our Bill of Rights, all under the guise of keeping us safe and protecting us, which is always a very troubling thing, as I have said before, when you start allowing somebody to dictate what they need to protect you of. Let me clarify that. When somebody comes to you and they say, hey, listen, there's a problem. We have to protect you. You have to shut up. You have to go inside because it's for your protection. That that is something that is never acceptable in American culture, and never has been acceptable. Because when you start allowing somebody else to come and tell you what they have to protect you from, you are no longer in control of yourself or your rights or your body, so to speak. And so they can come in the next week and say, listen, you need further protection. We have to give you a vaccine now to protect you. And you go, but I don't want a vaccine. But listen, you agreed to let me protect you. Let me protect you. It's interesting. I saw a sign today on a post popped up and said, attention, our freedom does not end where your fear begins. If you are scared, stay at home. If you're afraid to be within 6 feet of another person, do not enter this business. God bless America, land of the free and the home of the brave. And I thought that was interesting, not as a derogatory sign, but in the aspect of, if you're scared, by all means, stay home. If you're elderly and you have an autoimmune disorder, you have COPD, by all means, stay home. Work with your family or work with personnel to help make sure you get supplies. But don't say that the entire rest of the United States has to fall on their knees and beg for protection and mercy from the U.S. government because you're terrified to walk outside. That's something that is never acceptable, and we cannot allow to happen. I thought I would just bring that up. Is this almost exact same scenario already happened in the late 60s with a virus from Hong Kong that spread to the U.S. and throughout the entire U.S. and many, many, many people got sick. Many people died. Yet nothing changed in the United States whatsoever. It was business as usual, and it was pretty much survival of the fittest, or natural selection, as you could put it as. People that were strong, resilient, stayed healthy, took their vitamins, exercised, ate clean, pretty much fared right through it as a normal flu. People that were very sick and had chronic illnesses and didn't take care of their body, a lot of times didn't go through with it. So again, understand that this is not the first time we've seen this as far as a pandemic, so to speak, or a flu widespread. However, it is the first time we've ever allowed the government to take away our rights, restrict where we can go, shut down our business and our livelihood, tell us what we have to wear over our face, and prevent us from traveling freely, unmolested on our way, all because of a flu, Dad. Thought I would start out with that.
You know, Austin, that was really well, and you're exactly right about taking care of yourself. Let me just kind of digress for just a minute. I've got a couple stories I want to cover real quick. I want to talk about this. About 30 years ago, we were involved with a local contractor who I'd gone to high school with. No names are going to be mentioned here. And the man's just a liar and a thief, period. That's me being nice. And yesterday, I was at Lowe's. And I was picking up some stuff, and there was a guy pushing a cart who was basically leaning on the cart. In other words, he was standing about 4 feet tall on the cart and had his arms on the cart. It was like the hard cart was holding him up. And I looked over, and the guy was staring at me. And he looked like Methuselah. He looked so old. And in a vague memory, it kind of looked like this contractor that I had known 30 years ago. And I looked at him, and I didn't know what to say because he was staring at me. And I said, are you so-and-so? And he nodded at me. I said, oh, that's nice. And I waved at him and left. And I thought, wow, this guy's like a year older than me. And then one of our friends, Chase, who was basically helping me, I said, do you know that guy? And I said, well, yeah. I said, I just cannot believe his physical deterioration. And he goes, well, and then we talked about the guy a little bit as far as who he was and what he did and why his reputation was so tainted. And I'm saying this for only one reason. Austin's 100% right. Here, I still work out 6 days a week. I still curl 100 pounds on a bar probably, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 times. I haven't done it in a couple months. I mean, I try everything I can to stay in shape. I eat clean. I think clean. I try to do what's right in God's eyes. I'm super active. I read all the time. And here is the contrast of two lives. Now, this contractor also was pretty much an alcoholic. And so his deterioration is probably brought on by his lifestyle choices. In German, you'd call it a flottes Leben. And so that means a language, a life given over to excess and basically, just gluttony and just on and on and on and on. But again, Austin's right. When this thing hit 100 years ago, there were all kinds of people who didn't die who were healthy. And it's sad that this is what's happening, but they didn't shut down the economic world engine whenever we have an epidemic, whether it was 100 years ago or 50 years ago or whatever. But, you know, now we have, like, preeminent law scholars. Now, we're going to talk about Alan Dershowitz for a second. There's a reason for that, because I'm not a fan of his. He's a Democrat. He's an American lawyer. He's absolutely brilliant. Now, I'll give the guy credit. He's brilliant. He's an academic. He basically is a scholar of the United States constitutional law and criminal law. And he's also been described as a noted civil libertarian, which I don't believe that. I believe he's a Democrat. He began his teaching career at Harvard Law School, where in 1967, at the age of 28, he became the youngest full professor of law in history. Now, I don't even understand how that could be possible at 28. And so here we have a situation. We have got an absolutely brilliant guy. He was born in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, on September the 1st, 1938. He was the son of Claire and Harry Dershowitz, an Orthodox Jewish couple. He was raised in Borough Park. His father was founder and president of the Young Israel Synagogue in the 1960s. And the guy's had all kinds of stuff going on in his life. I mean, he was actually involved with Donald Trump, as far as legal, Jeffrey Epstein, Julian Assange, Harvey Weinstein, all just trying to defend all these people. And now he's come out with an article, and he has said that the state, the federal government, has the right to plunge a needle into your arm. Now, he says the Constitution grants the government power to forcibly vaccinate individuals. Now, this is just absolutely crazy, because he says it's because they have the right to forcibly vaccinate a citizen to curb the right of a contagious disease. Quote, let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread the disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask, and you have no right to open up your business, he said. Now, I vehemently and diametrically disagree with what he's saying. He says, if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. Now, here's the problem I have with all of this stuff. When you get these liberals like Dershowitz that are saying this and pushing this narrative, you know, you have to take a stand against this as an individual and as a constitutionalist. You can't allow people to say this stuff to you and say that it's okay. You know, here's an interesting thing. Deanna Lorraine, she's in Congress, she said, would you take the COVID vaccine? This is a little impersonal poll that she took out, 13,000 votes. And she said, let our president and reps know what people want. And out of the 13,000 people, 12% said they would take the vaccine, 88% said they would not take the vaccine. This is telling me right now, and I'm going to post this on our website, this is telling me right now that we've got a civil war brewing. I mean, you've never heard me say that really to this level. I've told you we've got a problem with this. But if Trump really does bring the military in, and now he's kind of crawfishing a little bit, saying it's going to be voluntary, but then he says it's not. He keeps changing his mind on this. He's very unstable. The aspartame is just doing tricks to his brain. If he does this and he forces this, we're going to have people resisting the military and the police officers and the medical personnel to the point of dying, like Mankow said the other day. You know, the World Health Organization has been thrown out of multiple countries in Africa now, and some villages have actually killed WHO personnel who've gone in and vaccinated and spread diseases. And they're actually killing the personnel over there, and they've been doing this for decades. And see, they're saying that they come into this village, and the village is healthy, and they immunize these people in the village, and everybody starts getting sick and dying, you know, with AIDS and with who knows what, you know, Ebola, whatever. This is the problem that we've run into now. We've allowed the government to run rampant on our rights. I can look outside right now and see chemtrails. I can look outside most of the days and see chemtrails. I know that these constant experiments are being done on human beings that have been going on for decades in the United States, under the guise of quote-unquote being research, hasn't stopped. All came to us through the MKUltra program. You know, we have a group of people in Washington that are completely and totally out of control, including Donald Trump. Now, I'm being very careful not to name names. Yesterday, I was sent a video from, I'll be so careful not to say who the person is, who's another talk show host, well-known, very large. And he basically has an emergency broadcast to the President of the United States. And he was heavily, heavily involved in promoting the President for the 2016 election. And he's basically on this video talking to the President and sending it out on his website saying that, you know, if you don't back off the vaccines, if you don't back off on the media censoring and all this kind of stuff, you know, you're going to lose your support base, all this other stuff. And my friend said, see, this guy really is hammering the President. And I listened to it. And he did not hammer the President. He did not talk about Goldman Sachs. He did not talk about the Kabbalah. And this show host that I'm talking about is an admitted Zionist. Hardcore admitted Zionist. On the air, he admitted to being a Zionist. And I'm like, you're not talking about any of this stuff. All you're doing is playing devil's advocate here and dancing through the tulips, dancing through the poppy fields and not damaging any tulips. You're trying to pretend like the President's still in charge. You're trying to pretend like the President's your friend, and you're trying to rebuke the President, but yet you haven't mentioned one time about that both his son-in-law and his daughter are Kabbalists and they worship Ein Sof. You haven't mentioned that. You haven't mentioned one time that, you know, the globalists and who they are these Kabbalists, these high-level Masonic Lodge leaders in the Council of 300. You say globalists. You don't mention who they are and what they believe with their one-world government and their one-world religion. This is the safe track that people take in alt news, and this is the problem with alt news. They will give you 80% accurate information. The other 20 to 0% or whatever is completely and totally just skewed information or totally fake or complete lies. And this is what we run into. And they never, ever point out the players in the game and who they are and what they're doing. I won't do that on this show. I tell you guys the truth. And I've always told you this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Do the research. If anything I've told you is incorrect, contact me and I will study it. And if I've made a mistake, I will issue a retraction. Or I'll even delete the entire show, which I've done. I think I've deleted 3 shows in 6 years, 7 years. I just tell Todd, just take it down, make it go away. I've said something I shouldn't have said. You know, rather than even having it out there, I get rid of it. Now, that's why I say to you, if you can show me that we're not going to be under Noahide laws, then that's not the goal. If you can show me that they don't want to rebuild a third temple, if you can show me that the Benayim Nephilim, this druid council, these weirdos, this group of nuts who believe these crazy Canaanite fertility religions and these crazy Egyptian mythology religions aren't running the planet as they've done for thousands of years, then at this point, you know, I will issue a retraction. The problem is this is what's going on. But these talk show hosts, they don't like that fringe stuff because they don't want people to think that they are actually following what the Word of God says in the Bible. And so you have to ask yourself a question. If they compromise on telling you that, because I know this one individual who I listened to, I know he knows his stuff, but it doesn't make any difference. He's not going to tell you guys this. Why? Because many of these people who are involved in alt media are also syndicated on radio stations around the country. And many of them are syndicated through large Zionist organizations from their stations, standpoints. And if they start telling you guys the truth, they're going to be pulled off the air and they're going to be censored even further. This is the problem that we've run into in the alt media. And if you get a person who really starts telling you the truth, then of course they're slammed and blackballed and everything else. And they're saying, oh, this guy's a nut. He's this, he's that. You can't listen to him, blah, blah, blah. It's like Judy Mikovits. We've had alt people now slamming Judy Mikovits. And most alt people who are compromised won't promote Judy Mikovits. As far as the virologist who's telling you about the truth about vaccines, they won't promote Kennedy. They won't promote a lot of people because these people are telling you the truth of what's going on, and they're basically trying to warn the American population. But if 88% of the people are saying no to vaccines and 12% are saying yes, we're going to have a serious problem, and we're going to end up with a civil war over this. And, of course, Donald Trump, whether he's elected or not really reelected, I don't think he at this point really even cares about it anymore. Quite frankly, he's been so eviscerated by the liberal press for the past 4 years as part of the game they're playing with your brain and your mind, because they're the ones, that are controlled by the Kabbalists, who are the ones who want him reelected, because he's the one who's going to rebuild, help rebuild the temple in Israel, and he's the one who's going to help bring in the Antichrist. You say, well, Donald Trump, how can he do that? How can he say something so positive and be so negative? And I mentioned this yesterday. Trump is a high-level Masonic leader. Okay? They can be completely evil and then try to be completely good. It's all part of what they're taught. They can deceive people. They can kill Christians. They can do all these different things, and they can lie like crazy in order to accomplish their goals. This is what they're taught. So he can be extremely nice to people or extremely evil to people. Look what he said to Billy Bush and about his relationship with women. Look what my friend told me, that Donald Trump has a game that he tries to have sex with his friends' wives. Well, I can't really believe they're his friends. He just tries to dominate everything. This is perverted. This is inversion. This goes right back to what Lucifer did. It's all part of that group. So I have absolutely zero respect for Donald Trump. Yeah, I told you guys that. I mean, I have nothing. Now, when he does stuff right, I'll tell you he did this right. But the problem is, guys, he's doing a whole lot more stuff wrong now than he ever did right. Like I told you guys, Barr is now saying that he doesn't expect any criminal investigations of Obama or Biden. I called that out on the show weeks ago when this came out that Obama was going to have to testify, Biden was going to have to testify. They're all going to be criminally investigated. I said, no, it's not. They're not going to happen. Because the players in this play are being controlled by this druidic council or whatever you want to call it, these Kabbalist guys, and they tell you who's going to get basically indicted and who's not going to get indicted. That's why Julian Assange is rotting away in a prison, because he told the truth about who these guys are and what they did. So it's just crazy. By the way, Trump now says he's been taking hydroxychloroquine along with zinc, despite the safety thing that they're telling him not to do it. And basically Israel is continuing to shut down the new TV channel for preaching the gospel of Jesus. And one other thing, too, that I want to share with you guys about this, and I've posted this article on the website, and you guys need to take a look at it real quick. You know, these guys are actually coming in now, and people don't realize that in 1977, according to NEF, Israel passed a law making it illegal for missionaries to proselytize Jews. In other words, trying to convert a Jew over in Israel. The law made missionaries liable for 5 years imprisonment for attempting to persuade people to change their religion, and 3 years imprisonment for any Jew who converted. This is the group of people that we give $10 million a day we give Israel, and it's probably going to go up. And I posted this new article on here about, again, Israel threatens to shut down the new TV channel for preaching the gospel of Jesus. Guys, we've got to realize that we've got a group of people in Washington, D.C. that are being completely controlled through this satanic religion known as Kabbalah. And if we pretend like this isn't really happening, like all of these other talk show hosts, like the one from yesterday, and they don't get to the root cause of what's really going on, it's not going to get any better here. This tidal wave of deceit from alt media is going to continue. And this tidal wave of deceit from the general media, the mainstream media, is going to continue. And the propaganda is going to continue to make the people of the United States believe the lie. Remember what Jesus says. Light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. Why? Because it's easier to deal with the darkness. It's easier to believe that this stuff is not really happening, that none of this stuff really exists. When you take a stand against the evil and you say, no, I'm not going to allow this to happen, not on my watch, then what ends up happening is you're singled out and you're basically told, oh, by the way, you shouldn't think this way, or why are you doing this? Well, I've always taught my children, I've always taught you guys, all the people that I know, to question the narrative. Ask yourself a question. What is the narrative? What is it doing to you? And is that okay? This is why they don't want you to think. This is why they want you. They've programmed this now by giving our children 76 vaccines. And they want us to know that we can just take another vaccine. It's not going to be another vaccine, guys. It's going to be vaccines over and over and over until they get the desired effect. I already told you one of the top doctors and virologists that I know talked to me 2 days ago, and he told me the main reason this thing spread so quickly through China was that they vaccinated a whole bunch of people for this particular thing to test the vaccine out, and it had viral shedding, and it spread everywhere. This is the problem we're going to run into when these people decide they're going to play God and do all these crazy things without proper testing, there's going to be a problem regardless of who the person is or regardless of who the research people are who are doing it. Be very, very careful right now. Make sure that you don't rush in. You know, before you run through a door, you know, the Bible says that, you know, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Be really careful now, guys, on what we're doing, what we're saying, what we're getting involved in. Make sure you look in and you peek in to make sure that what they're saying and what they're doing lines up with the Word of God and lines up with your values. Very important, Austin. What do you think?
Well, that's really well said, because, I mean, any time somebody comes forward and tries to rush you to do something, you got to do this right now, you got to do this right now, you got to do this right now. In a lot of cases, not all cases, because sometimes you do have to make split decisions right now, but in most cases when other people come to you and start telling you, you got to do this right now, you got to do this right now, be very, very wary about it. Be very cautious about it, especially if it's a very big decision. You know, if it's something like, hey, you need to move out of the way, there's a car coming. Obviously, that's not what I'm talking about. But if a doctor comes in and says, hey, your blood work's showing this right now. We're not sure what's going on. You got to start on chemo right now. Chemo and radiation immediately. You're going to die. And you go, but I feel perfectly fine. No. You don't understand. You have to do it right now or you're going to die. And you go, but I'm perfectly fine. I feel great. You're not making any sense. I'm going to question this and get some second opinions because you don't make any sense right now. I had a real good friend of mine that comes in on a regular basis, known him for years. He took care of my wedding as far as my music and everything, and his wife basically had a bout with cancer back in 2007. And they did some chemo. They fought it. She got out of it. You know, felt horrible the whole time. Once they got out of it, they started on a protocol. They started on basically supplements, and that's back, you know, they started working with another nutritionist at first, and they started coming to Health Masters, and I started basically giving them some, you know, tips on eating clean, taking supplements, you know, making sure she's on the turmeric, black seed, D3, so forth. Okay. So basically over the last 5 to 6 years now, the supplement usage in his wife has declined. Her diet's declined. And he came in the other day, and he goes, Austin, I gotta ask you what's going on. And he had this blood work, and he was showing me what they were saying on it. And I said, well, I'm not going to give you advice on blood work. But they had all these notes, and they basically said because of these certain, basically, elements in her blood work, that she had cancer again, and that she had to go on chemo immediately. Said, absolutely have to go on it right now. If you don't go on it right now, you're going to die soon. So the same day, didn't even take a break, she went on chemo. Of course, started feeling horrible again. And he came in here, and this started a couple days before he came back in here. And he goes, basically, what can I do? And I said, well, you know, I can give you some advice on health to strengthen her immune system and certain foods she needs to cut out of her diet to strengthen her immune system. I can't give you any advice on what you want to do now with this. I said, you're in that medical model. If you want to continue doing that, that's your choice. That's up to you. Okay, I'm not going to give you any advice there. I can tell you how to stay healthy and keep a good immune system. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you what to do. And he goes, well, I want to get a bunch of stuff. And I said, here's what you need to do. I said, you need to make sure your wife's on the same page as this. I said, first thing she needs to do is cut out all coffee, caffeine, all alcohol, and all sugar. And he goes, oh. I said, oh, what? He goes, well, man, she drinks coffee every morning. I said, okay. I said, well, that should be, you know, something that, you know, you probably need to taper off. I said, you can use the purple sticks to taper off of those. And he goes, okay. He goes, well, she likes to drink wine every single night. I said, oh, well, I'm not going to tell you that's healthy because that's not. I said, she really needs to taper off the alcohol. I said, she may have some withdrawals for a couple days. I said, but she'll be all right. He goes, well, she really likes the, you know, sugar and ice cream and stuff at night as well. And I said, well, we've got a trifecta here. I said, that really needs to stop now. And I said, but I'm telling you right now, I said, you need to go talk to her and you need to have a sit-down conversation and see if she's willing to do that. I said, not all people are willing to make the changes. I said, some people would rather do the medical model, even though it kills them and makes them sicker, than they would change their dietary habits. And he goes, I know, Austin, I know. And I said, so it's up to you. I said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. This is your own choice. That's her choice. I said, it's completely up to you. I can tell you how to keep a healthy immune system, feel great. I said, but this other stuff you're doing, that's on you. And guys, it's so true. And Dad and I have seen this so many times. People constantly now have this mindset that it's not their responsibility to take care of themselves. It's not their fault what they eat. It doesn't matter if they drink coffee all day and drink wine at night and eat a bowl of ice cream before they go to bed and they have cancer or they have an immune issue or they have basically issues with diabetes. That's not their fault. That is their doctor's problem to fix it. It's not a responsibility. And guys, this mindset is diametrically opposed to America. It's diametrically opposed to God. I'm going to step on some toes with this, but biblical values teach you to take care of yourself. Your body's a temple. And it troubles me so many times when I see Christians and church and friends, and they claim to be Christians, and they constantly just abuse their body. Now, I'm not saying that you can't enjoy some of those things all the time. I'm not saying that at all. I'm going to clarify that. If you want to have some coffee every now and then, I don't care. I don't think there's much problem with it doing it in moderation. Almost anything in moderation is okay unless it's like, you know, hard drugs or something. If you want to have a couple glasses of wine or you're out and you're celebrating something, I don't care. There's nothing wrong with that with a little bit of alcohol in moderation. Nor is there an issue with a little bit of sugar in moderation. But you start feeding those things every single day to the point that your body starts becoming so sick it can't maintain its health. There's a problem, and if you have to start going on chemotherapy and radiation to knock out certain aspects that are in your body because you don't want to change your dietary habits or your lifestyle, guys, that is not good. And there's so many people now that have just taken that ideology and they've embraced it. And this is what we're seeing exactly now with this COVID-19. I told you guys, 1968, 1969, you had the Hong Kong flu. Now, people say, well, it wasn't as bad. It didn't have a high enough death rate. Guys, you could already look at them. I already told you. The death rate on this is so beyond elevated and manipulated right now. It's nauseating. But again, you got to remember, people were protesting in the middle of the streets every single day because of the Vietnam War. People were not happy back then with what was going on. People were very vocal about what was going on. And we're starting to see that happen now, which I'm excited about. But a large percentage of the population over the last 60 years has gotten so dumbed down through the fluoride, through the glyphosate, through the vaccines, through all the preservatives, that most people now truly believe it's the government and the medical community's responsibility to keep you safe and healthy. That's why from the very beginning of this, the first thing Dad and I came out and said was, listen, I don't know what this is going on with this. I don't know where it's going to go. But one thing I do know is vitamin C has been shown for almost a century to have unbelievably strong properties that increase the immune system. D3 is crucial. Now, it's interesting. The other day, I was talking to a friend of mine, Elon Musk now, the banker Dubois, and let me clarify that. I had somebody get an argument. Oh, he's super wealthy. He's this and that. I'm not saying he may not be very smart in electronics. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is, how does somebody that constantly loses hundreds of millions of dollars in business and literally goes pretty much bankrupt multiple times continually keep getting bailouts and loans from banks? Just answer that. Any of y'all ever dealt with a mortgage or a signature loan or a car loan or a vehicle loan? Tell me how that works out if you start defaulting and going bankrupt on everything and banks going to keep giving you loans? Yeah, okay. Well, now he's basically said they're launching 60 satellites that go into space that can help basically block the hot spots of the sun if they need to do so. Why? Why? Is the sun not there for a reason? Is the earth not here for a reason? What are we coming down into now? Are we going to have a sun tax? But I told my buddy, I said, here's what's going on with this now. I said, one thing that I personally believe, one goal, there's many of them, one goal of all these chemtrails that they're using is to lower the immune system. Not only do you increase the levels of aluminum and barium and whatever else they're spraying over us all the time, because we have personally tested the rainwater in a non-basically polluted area down here in Florida, over a lake, so to speak. We don't have hardly any environmental toxins. We don't have giant factories around here. And we tested the rainwater, and it was way, way above what the EPA even allowed in drinking water. In the rainwater. After a day, basically, that they had been spraying chemtrails all day long. You can look at the report on our website. We had it independently tested. So if you're breathing all this, you're being exposed to all this, your immune system is going to be lower. Now, one thing they've already talked about doing is putting these chemtrails up to allegedly stop global warming. Well, at the same time, you guys know what they're doing. It's blocking part of the sun. Now, if they're putting satellites in space to block more of the sun, what's crucial? What crucial vitamin does your body produce when it is exposed to the sun? Vitamin D, the same thing we've been talking about for months, and we've talked about for years on reports that they're saying that the level of vitamin D in Americans is dropping lower and lower and lower, that it is basically an emergency on how low everybody's vitamin D levels are getting. Now, what's interesting is when I talked to my buddy yesterday, and his wife basically has cancer again, and she's decided to go through chemotherapy, and I asked him, I said, you have blood work for all these things the doctors are telling you that are showing that she has cancer. I said, do me a favor real quick. Show me the page of where her D3 levels are real quick. I'm curious on that. He goes, D3 levels. I said, yeah. I said, before you go through all this rigmarole and you test all this stuff and you demand somebody goes on chemotherapy, I would highly like to think that they would have at least tested D3 levels. He goes, no, they've actually never even brought that up or asked him what her D3 levels were. They never tested at all. I said, so you're telling me after all the testing for years and years and years, they now come to the conclusion out of the ordinary that this one marker is saying she has cancer, yet they have yet to check one single time what her D3 levels are. He goes, yeah. And I said, I cannot even tell you how many times I've heard that exact same thing from somebody that goes into the hospital or goes into the doctor, gets blood work done repeatedly. The doctors find something in it. They just find something. Well, this marker's showing this. We don't know if it's there, but this elevated. We have to do this right now. We got to do it immediately. And I've asked almost every single time I've heard this, what's your D3 levels? Well, I don't know. How do I get that tested? Guys, there's a reason why they don't test your D3 levels. D3 is crucial for the immune system. I just read that report last week and put it on our website about D3 and what it does for the immune system and how multiple researchers came out now and said this is a public health emergency. It needs to be declared that vitamin D supplementation needs to increase right now to basically prevent COVID-19 and basically the symptoms of it if you catch it. I'm paraphrasing. You can read the whole article on the website. Understand, we're being lied to. Not one time has anybody in the mainstream media or in the White House said a resemblance of vitamin D or vitamin C. Not one time have they brought this up. Why is that? Because they don't want the numbers to drop. They want the numbers to go up. The more the numbers go up, the more they can push their narrative. Never let a crisis go to waste is what the mantra is with these guys. They don't want you staying healthy. They don't want you eating clean. They don't want you being strong and mentally acute, because a strong, aggressive, healthy patriot is a force to be reckoned with when they're still armed. Remember that, because the longer that we can keep this truth out there and the more that we can reopen this and stop this absolute tyranny, what they're doing in this country, and we maintain our rights and we stay armed, which we will. As long as I'm alive, America will stay armed. And I know as my listeners and dad, as long as we're alive, they will not disarm this country. Now, they may try to. There's going to be some issues with that. So be aware, be awake, stay healthy, stay strong. For goodness sakes, keep your immune system strong and get the truth out there so more and more people can wake up, Dad.
You know, awesome. It's so frustrating. Even, you know, you see the Donald Trump, you know, he's going to defund the WHO. Now he's saying he's not going to defund the WHO anymore. I mean, I told you guys he was going to defund the WHO because the WHO's the Rothschild's organization's, you know, little pet project. And, you know, and Trump's a Rothschild Du Bois, what he is. Now, let's talk about the immune system real quick. Now, I'm not giving you any advice, nor is Austin with cancer. If you have cancer, you need to contact an oncologist and a doctor, and you need to make a decision on what you want to do. If they tell you to do chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, that's entirely up to you. But I'm not going to tell you not to do that. I'm not going to tell you what to do with cancer, nor am I going to make any claims on anything that cures cancer other than anything else. I'm not going to make any claims about any of it. But here's the thing. Let's think through this for a second. You know, years ago, when Katie Couric was still telling the truth on a few of her 2020 episodes, and you may be able to find this online, I'm not sure or not, she actually went to China, and she found a monk, M-O-N-K, a Tibetan monk, a priest, basically, who was, I guess, he was teaching whatever the Tibetans believe. And he said he could cure cancer. He could do it with herbs and lifestyle changes. And so he wanted to come over here and prove it. They gave him a challenge. And I'm going to come from memory on this, and it's been 30 years ago, so forgive me if I don't get it 100% right, but I'm going to tell you the gist of it. I'll get it in concept correct. And they brought him over, and he wanted to bring like 200 herbs over here with him. And customs caught him in coming into the United States, and they stopped him. They told him flat out, you could, most of the herbs he was bringing in, he could not bring. He's only allowed to bring in a few of them. And I believe they had 5 women who were all stage 3 cancer with breast cancer, and they were all dying. They'd all been sent home to die. And he said that he could cure them. Now, he met with them all to start with. And he said, basically, there are 3 things that if you want to recover from cancer that you cannot do. 1 is drink coffee. 2 is eat sugar. 3 is drink alcohol. These are the 3 things he said that were done. He said, if you basically do these things, you cannot recover from the cancer. You're going to die. And it was that direct. I mean, he was that blatant. And he says, and you got some herbs and things you've got to take. I have no idea what the herbs were. And so he met with the women. And 2 out of the 5 said, we're not going to stop drinking coffee. We're not going to stop drinking alcohol. We're not going to stop eating sugar. We're not even going to try. And they died. Okay, it was ridiculous. And then the other 3, one of them started it. She decided that she was not going to follow it, that she could not stop drinking coffee. Coffee contains a compound called the methylxanthine. The methylxanthine has been shown to increase the risk of fibroid tumor formation, and some researchers believe increase the risk of breast cancer. We know that coffee also elevates cortisol. When you elevate cortisol, it's a stress hormone, and when you elevate it intensively all of the time, it decreases digestion, which decreases the ability of the body to absorb nutrients. Cortisol is not a friend if you're having it elevated all of the time. That's why the purple sticks are so much better of an alternative than coffee is, period. So we know we have an increased risk of breast cancer with coffee. I mean, studies have proven that. Now, you can go on the internet now and let's say, oh, those studies have been disproven. Okay. Well, these studies that were disproving that particular study probably were done by coffee manufacturers who set up the control parameters of the study in such a way that anything could be disproven. Okay. We saw that with the shots in which they were giving people aluminum in the shots they were giving them as a placebo so they would have the same effect on the person as the shots with the aluminum from the vaccines. I mean, just the stupid stuff they do, and it's all a bunch of lies. You can hardly believe any current research in the medical schools because the medical schools at these universities are being paid these huge grants that funds a lot of their other activities, which allows them to stay in business, so to speak, and so the information is skewed. So you go back to Katie Couric, and I believe there are 2 women, either 1 or 2 of them, that followed the protocol 100%, and they both recovered from the cancer. This was sent home to die. And they recovered. No sugar, no alcohol, no coffee. Now, mind you, as a person who still occasionally drinks a cup of coffee, I realize what I'm doing when I do this. However, I started having health issues like high blood pressure, which can be increased also through coffee, or other issues because I'm drinking too much coffee. When I was in graduate school, I used to drink 18 cups a day. This is not an exaggeration. It's not a sanguine stretch. I was working for a company called Quality Coffee Service in Tallahassee for a guy by the name of Dave Pulsifer, and you know, who was one of the groomsmen in our wedding when I got married to Sharon. And he'd given me a Bun coffee maker, a BUNN coffee maker, to have in the apartment because I really didn't drink coffee very often, and I started drinking coffee again. I got addicted to it. So lest you think I'm painting some halo over my head, I am not. All right, so here's the thing. Let's do the trifecta. Let's do the coffee. Let's throw sugar in it. Let's put a shot of Jack Daniels in it, which people do all the time, or some other alcohol product like Bailey's, all right? And you say, well, I'm going to start drinking that every day. Well, now you're doing it all. You got the coffee, the sugar, and the alcohol all going at once. Or you're having that glass of wine every night, or you're having that ice cream every night. And see, this is the problem that people run into. They basically are using these different types of foods to release dopamine, and they get addicted to them. I've seen it over and over and over again. Years ago, I had a guy, back in the 80s. The guy's name was Dave. He's dead now, so I'll mention his name. I won't mention his last name out of respect to him because I really liked him. He's a nice guy. He came to my office to get on a health program. He'd been diagnosed with cancer. And he was working with his medical doctor who had sent him in to see me to find out what to eat. Now, he decided to change his diet. And sure enough, within 6 months, he was cancer-free. Okay. Then he continued to work with his medical doctor. Well, a year and a half later, he comes back in. A year later, he has cancer again. He had gone back to his old dietary habits, the sugar, the alcohol, the coffee. And I said Well, I said, dude, I said, you can't keep doing this. Your body only has X amount of reserve energy or X amount of reserve mitochondrial function and X amount of ability to produce adenosine triphosphate, basically your system through the mitochondrial function, which basically is the energy storehouse of the cell. And I said, you can't keep doing this over and over and over again. Well, the second time he came in, he changed his diet again, and his cancer went away again. Okay? About a year later, comes back in and has cancer again. And that time he didn't survive. And he was, and by the way, he was in his 30s. So it wasn't like he was 80 or 90 years old. Our body can only take so much of the onslaught. Such a contractor I saw yesterday, he was 85 years old, crippled, hunched over on the cart, couldn't even stand up straight. You know, he looked like he'd lost 100 pounds. I mean, the guy looked like a walking skeleton. I didn't even recognize him. I mean, the only reason I even paid attention to him, because here's this guy hunched over a car, standing about 3-4 feet tall, staring at me. And I'm like, what the heck's that guy looking at me for? I looked at him, did a double take. And the thing about it is that here's what happened to that person because of the lifestyle choices. And guys, it's so important that we understand that, you know, we've got to make good choices in our life. We can't continue to do the things that we've done in our life and expect different results. I mean, if you're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight and you feel absolutely horrible, you know, why in the world do you think that you could basically continue to do this and not have the same results? And this is, I guess our show's kind of gone into health topics today. We've got to understand that, you know, just as success leaves clues and failure leaves clues, health and healthy people leaves clues. You know, if you find somebody who's pretty good with managing their finances, chances are they're pretty successful. You know, so you'd follow that example. So if they write a book and say, hey, this is the best way to manage your finances, that's probably the best way to do it. If you find a guy who can't manage his finances, who's broke all the time, you probably don't want to follow that example. If you find somebody who's sick as a dog all the time and basically they don't know what to do, you probably need at that point to not follow what they're doing or what they're eating. And it's funny because, you know, Katie Couric, which I don't care for, she's extremely liberal, she came out with this back in the, I think it was either the late 80s or the early 90s when the show was done on 2020. And guys, that's back when the media used to try to tell the truth sometimes. Now it's just all a bunch of lies. And it's so important to understand that your health is your most valuable asset. And if you eat junk all of the time, I'm not talking about an occasional cup of coffee or an occasional donut or occasional slice of pizza or whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the systematic destruction of your own body by the foods that you put into your body. I mean, I got this, okay? I know that the news right now pretty much sucks. I got that, all right? I got to read this stuff every day, okay? And I realize that we all need a dopamine trigger. I got that. We all want to feel better about what's happening in the United States, by why we can't have church, why we can't go have a restaurant. I mean, I already told you what happened to me Best Buy this weekend. We don't like any of this stuff because we're suffering with normalcy bias, which is a normal human trait. We don't want things to be like they are. We want them back to normal. And I got that. But listen to me. Here's what I do. I pray every day, and I realize that this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And it's not dependent on whether I drink a cup of coffee or whatever. It has dependent on my relationship with God from the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I realize that I commit my plans unto the Lord, therefore they will succeed. I realize that, you know, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall have life and not perish. That's what I believe. I believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I believe all of these things. And these are the repeated affirmations from Scripture that I talk about and pray about every single day. That keeps my dopamine levels high. That allows me to figure things out. This morning I talked to my 17-year-old daughter. And, you know, she's on the social media thing. And she's getting bullied by a few people, blah, blah, this and that. You know how that goes with kids. And I said, look, I said, here's the thing. We all have doors we have to go through. And I mentioned this earlier to you. I said, just because you know somebody doesn't mean you tell them your life story. Just because you know somebody doesn't mean you broadcast it on social media. Just because you know something doesn't mean you go out and run your mouth about stuff that you shouldn't be talking about. I said, because when you do that, it gets broadcast throughout social media everywhere. And then people start picking on you or they start judging you. So we all have to learn. What are we going to believe? Who are we going to listen to? I'm being really, really frank with you guys today. I don't usually do shows like this. But we've got to realize that there are people out there right now that they completely and totally are controlled by the dissemination of fear porn. and they have advertisers on their website, and the more clicks they get, the higher their Alexa ratings are, the more they can charge for their advertising. And when that happens, guys, it creates this giant problem for them. Should they continue promoting the fear porn to make more money to support their lifestyle? Or should they suddenly start telling you guys the truth? Like, we're not going to get hit by a giant asteroid. An earthquake's not going to swallow up the planet. And we're not going to have a giant volcano destroy life on Earth. These are all just, this is all nonsense, all right? Now, if we're in the end times of the Book of Revelation and the seals start popping, we got some issues, all right? But until then, just relax, chill out, and listen to the people that are telling you the truth. If the people who you're listening to are not willing to bring a spiritual component into their message and not willing to talk to you about the guys who run this planet and who they are and what they are, then you got to step back and go, well, wait a minute. Maybe I don't even be listening to these guys. If they're not saying, this is the day the Lord hath made, I will rejoice and I will be glad in it, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If they're not talking about Jesus and the power of Almighty God, the great I am, you kind of need to reevaluate it. If they're sitting on the TV or online or on YouTube and they're smoking a cigarette or a cigar and drinking alcohol and getting drunk and getting on the air drunk and saying all kinds of crazy stuff and cohorting with all kinds of weirdos, do you really want to listen to them? Think through this for a second. It's like you got a doctor who weighs 400 pounds and they got all kinds of health issues, and now he's going to tell you what you need to do to be healthy. Is that what you want? Why would you listen to his clown said? 400 pounds, he's about to die of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, yet he's giving you health advice? What the heck, man? And it goes back to what Austin said earlier in the show. We've got to become responsible for our health and our actions and who we listen to and what we believe and what we say. Because, guys, we're all in this together. I could not talk to you any more directly than I am today, right now. Yeah, I can't be any more honest with you. I can't make this any more real than I have today on this show. You've got to take care of yourself, and you got to watch who you're listening to. And I've said that for like third time now. You got to eat clean. You know, I'm not talking about an occasional cup of coffee, whatever. Now, if you got cancer, there should never be coffee in your diet. If you got cancer, you should never eat sugar. If you've got cancer, you've got to go the other way. I had a dear friend of mine, her name was Carol. She's dead now. May she rest in peace. Back in the 80s, she was diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer. She was a nurse. And I got her started on a heavy, heavy supplement program. And she basically recovered, working with her doctor, had to have a mastectomy, recovered from the cancer. She would not stop drinking coffee, would not stop. I finally told her, you need to go to a clinic down in Mexico. And she went. And she called me up from Mexico. She said, Ted, the first thing they told me to do is not to drink coffee. The first thing. And I said, yeah. She goes, I can't stop drinking coffee. I love coffee. I said, I understand. I understand. It's a hard habit to break. Been there, done that. Well, she ends up, the cancer came back and she died. But drinking, while she was drinking coffee. I mean, where are you going to draw the line on this? You know, if you're 20, 30, 40 pounds overweight, like I mentioned earlier, how high do you want to go? Do you want to gain 100 pounds? Do you want to gain 200 pounds? Is your goal 350, 450, 550, 600? You say, well, I don't have a goal like that. Then why are you promoting that lifestyle that's going to allow you to get to that point? You got to stop and you got to think through this stuff. Maybe you need to go outside and walk every day. That's a good idea. Maybe you need hitting the weights every day. That's what I do. Maybe you need to be doing things that aren't sedentary. Maybe you need to be, you know, just walking and taking a wild side walk in the woods. Make sure you have a gun, by the way. And just make sure you have a concealed weapons permit for that weapon. And just take a relaxing trip. Just go do some. Go hike up in the national park if they'll ever reopen those things. Let us have not social distancing on hiking trails in the middle of nowhere, which is unbelievably insane. And read your Bible every day. Read the Word of God. Quote Scripture every day. And I know I got kind of preachy with you guys today. I don't normally do that. But, guys, somebody out there needed to hear this today. I love you. It was my privilege to pray for you again today. I'm going to also finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless you guys.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you again for the continued support, and just be aware of what's going on right now. Again, look through what's really happening and understand. I mean, I just saw an article earlier today in Hawaii. You know, social media, the cops use Facebook, social media, to put out basically an alert for Tara Trofino, 24-year-old Caucasian female, 5'11", 155, for violating the rules in order to basically follow quarantine. They put a manhunt out for her. They went to her house with a warrant because she didn't quarantine. And they basically put out a warrant for her and blasted her all over social media. It got like 300,000 views for violating rules and orders for failure to quarantine. And they ended up picking her up like 2 days later. She was like, no, I'm not coming in. This is how bizarre it has gotten now in this country, that they're putting out manhunts and basically warrants for people because they don't want to sit in their home and lock themselves in a room and cower in fear. Understand what we're seeing, guys. Be awake, be aware, spread the truth, keep your immune system strong. If you need anything, please feel free to give us a call, healthmasters.com. We're always here to help you guys out the best we possibly can. The highest quality supplements we can produce. The vitamin E is on sale for product of the week for the last day. Be sure to vote for what you want to see win. It looks like the D3 10,000 K2 is at the top of the list as far as votes. Be sure to get on there and check that out if you guys need anything at healthmasters.com. And again, thank you for the continued support. Thank you for forwarding our shows and getting this information out there and waking up as many people as we physically can, guys. This is crucial right now that we make a stand and we get this information. Again, I'm not talking about going out there and not being, you know, following sanitary, you know, health aspects and not being clean. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is do not obey unlawful, unconstitutional demands. If they're guidelines, look at them. Decide if you want to do them. Figure out what you want to do. I was so proud of basically a store that opened up. It was a gym up in the Midwest opened up, and it was in Michigan. They weren't allowed to open up. They told them they couldn't open up. And law enforcement got deployed. And basically all these people are going to the gym. And the officer walks in and goes, you guys are basically violating guidelines. I hope you be safe. Have a fantastic day. And turned around and left. And I went, bravo, law enforcement. That is their job right now. Listen, you are not following the guidelines we set forth. You are possibly being careless, but that is your right. Have a nice day. Be blessed. That is how they're supposed to respond, guys. Thank you for the support. Have an unbelievably amazing night. Stay safe, stay prepped, and we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow, as always. Thank you so much.